Hi, everybody. Well, today is another program. So this is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing Program on BBS Radio. And today is Wednesday, December 7th. This was Pearl Harbor Day many, many years ago. So let's give Carrie, our co-host, is on tonight. And this program tonight is, kind of dedicated to Creation Lightship, maybe questions for self-empowerment, how you can use the different healings on the website, and, maybe people can call in or go on the fast chat and just briefly state maybe what healing they had and how they feel about that particular healing, how it worked for them. That would be a great thing. We have a lot of new people listening who just don't know what the healings are about. And maybe you could describe, what's how they work for you. I know that the self-empowerment clearing is very, very good, along with the psychic billboard being used at the same time. Remember, you must have your whole lifetime emotional clearing done first in order to really help yourself. So that's what I definitely stress, that and the mental whole lifetime clearing. Otherwise, you're just going to be chasing shadows. And you're not going to really get down to the actual nitty-gritty of what your problems are in this lifetime until you have those two clearings. So it's very, very necessary. A lot of people don't understand that. They listen to a few of the shows here, or the archives. I think that their life is good because they got rid of a few of their issues, which is wonderful because the healings do work. But remember, everything happens to you from your past. And these clearings that we do for samples are only done in this present moment for only one particular situation. So this is why you must have those clearings. And you probably want to do the unlimited, at least on the emotional one. And other people mentioned that they had earth grid line clearings done because that helps them out immensely too. So it kind of depends how you want to kind of enter into the clearings. You can go into it as, I want to do the ascension process, which takes a little more dedication on your part. From there, remember, still cleaning out your body. And some people really don't understand ascension, don't really want to know about it, but they do want to have a better life. And they've been searching their whole lifetime, try to figure out how to get rid of these densities. And some people don't realize that it's only like 20 minutes away. It's not a gigantic expense. Remember, if you go to a psychiatrist and regurgitate your whole life, you could be probably selling your house to do that. So if you have a house, but this is only $5 times your age, one time clearing, and it's over. This is the way to look at it, is what you get done with the light chip is source energy working for you and through you, working through your spirit. That's why the clearings are so specialized. And it only happens for a short time every 2,000 years. So you're definitely in the right place right now to have that done, since you're at the ending times here. And if you want a better life, do the clearings. That's what it amounts to. So, Carrie, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, welcome everybody. As Ron said, it's December the 7th already, 2011. we're on station one. Janice, if you could type in and let me know if you're hearing on the phone line, okay? I know we've had some issues with that lately. So let me know if that's working, if I need to say anything or have BBS check that. Hopefully that's working tonight. We've got a lot of people on the fast chat already saying hello, so hi to all of you and everyone else that's listening. excuse me. So I guess the first thing that I'll just remind everybody is that Ron's intensives are starting up again this weekend, this Saturday, and that'll be the, I'm looking at the wrong month here. Let me go back to December. I'm already into next year on my calendar here. What is going on? Saturday the 10th for the four-hour Ascension preparation call that starts at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th, that will be the eight-hour Sunday calls. We can have callers tonight if you'd like to call in with your questions. And Ron, I'll have you describe the eight-hour intensives and the Ascension call in just a moment for anybody who is new and hasn't been on those yet. But in the meantime, we do have we are taking callers tonight. So the two numbers would be toll-free in the U.S. and Canada is the 888 number, 888-627-6008, or area code 530-413-5011. Ron, do you want to mention anything for anybody who is new about what the Ascension call on Saturday will be, and then the three consecutive Sundays for the 8-hour intensives?
Yeah, they're very good. The first one deals with special energies for your body. One of them that I enjoy doing is the phony magnets, the amber blood, the Merkaba energies coming into your body. So these are all very good. It's a wonderful call, and we do water charging on that also. So the last part of the call, the last hour, is for water activation, so you have water with you for a whole week after that particular call. One water container for each day, so you get seven water containers, typically a half a gallon would be what people normally have to maybe a gallon. We do the eight-hour call starting on Sunday. And that's kind of where we get into the alien life forms that are living inside of your body. And we help to extricate them out of you so you feel better. Oh, I guess we can get some callers tonight. Tonight is our night about self-empowerment. And the clone call has probably helped out many people. We did that last Monday on the conference call that we have every Monday night. So we're doing clones now. Really feel the difference on them, you feel them out of your body. So we'll see if anybody wants to call in about that too. So anything that deals with creation light shift healings that they have had in the past, it'd be wonderful to have you come on, just call in so you can help to tell people maybe what it was like for you and how your life has changed on it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Larry is mentioning that the abandonment clearing gave him a lot of consciousness. He says it was amazing, and Tanya is saying the emotional clearing, the whole life emotional clearing that you were mentioning, Ron, is a must to start with. So thanks for mentioning those two. Keith is asking, what is the other clearing called? I'm not sure what you're referring
to.
Oh, okay.
Mental.
Okay.
That balances your left and right brain. And allows you to kind of be more in the now with everything.
Okay, great. There is the Q&A tonight, Wednesday, the new Wednesday Q&A after the show tonight, and then the email address to send your questions to if you're going to be on the call tonight is CLS, like Creation Lightship, CLS questions, plural, at yahoo.com. So if you have a question that you would like read out on the Q&A, just shoot that over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So Mika has a question. He said he heard some shocking news today. What clearing do you recommend for shock?
Well, we have, let's see. That's probably a real good question. Okay, so if you got the shocking news, if it is on the media, you could do the media clearing. That one may help to release the energetic cords off of you from radio and TV, newspaper, print, stuff like that. So we have a media clearing. That's on the left-hand side on the website. Just scroll down a ways on the navigation side. And what I had to do myself to temporarily get rid of those bars that show up on the different pages, we'll be looking into that shortly here, is to go to Firefox. And Firefox, it wasn't there. And on Internet Explorer, I had it. So I don't know what the difference is. But if you do have those, just go to Firefox, and mine worked fine. But we're still going to figure out a way why it's not working on Internet Explorer shortly here. It is kind of disturbing seeing these things flash across the screen, you know. Anyway, so aside from that, we'll say that somebody called you up and gave you some bad news. Well, I do have some whole lifetime clearings for that. I have like a trauma clearing. That could be one. I don't have anything dealing with shock. It all depends. Maybe we can get some more information on what it kind of was about. Maybe somebody had a death in the family or something. If that's the case, if there was a death, then what you'd want to do is to definitely help that emotional body of the person that is no longer here. Remember, the emotional body will come into you and everybody else in the family line, neighbors, etc. And they'll be hanging out during the funeral process, making people grieve because it's sad because it lost its body. And then it could come into you or someone else and take all the attributes of its lifetime, attribute them to you and maybe all your friends. So that's another way of looking at it. It depends how much energy there is on what you are choosing to get rid of and maybe what clearing to use. Shock would be something like heartache, heartbreak. So we just need to have a little more information on that and kind of see which way to tell you. Back to you, Carrie, unless you have some ideas too.
Well, trauma. I was thinking the trauma clearing.
Trauma one would work. These are all whole lifetime clearings. Is that the cost is $5 times your age. Now, if you happen to have another whole lifetime clearing or a clearing over $100 in the past, I match them one for one. And then the next one, if you do one for full price, next one that you have is half price. If you have three at full price throughout the year here, then you have three coming to you if you wish to do that for half price. So by all means, do that. But typically, if you haven't had any clearings at all and you feel shocked, that's just because your emotional body resonates with those shock issues. So if you haven't had an emotional body clearing, do that one first. You have to do the whole lifetime one. And the unlimited clearing comes after that. The unlimited allows you to go into that clearing from where the other one has stopped. I have had a few people say, gee, Ron, instead of paying the $150 for the clearing, I decided to do the unlimited instead for $50, thinking that it was unlimited. Well, that one will still work, but it's only going to clear you, just like these sample clearings do, one at a time. It's not going to clear everything that you're dealing with. So it will work. So that could be one way to use the unlimited clearing just by itself, but it's not going to clear your whole lifetime, which is causing all your problems. So if you have done that, then just go back in and get the money to do the whole lifetime so that the unlimited clearing will be much more effective for you. The difference is if you have not had a whole lifetime clearing and you have paid for the unlimited, for whatever reason, thinking that it's a lot cheaper, probably, that clearing will only clear you for that one specific incident that you're thinking about while you're having that clearing. Even if you put in 10 days or whatever it is up there, it'll only clear that one issue that you're going into that clearing for. It's not going to clear your whole day, just one issue at a time. So by all means, go in and do the whole lifetime to get your past cleared out. Then after that, you use the unlimited to clear the hours, days, weeks, months, the years you don't have to worry about. And you only have to do the whole lifetime clearing once. No reason to go into it over and over and over again. Only just need to do it one time. I think I heard a beep, Carrie.
Yes, I do too. Hi, is somebody on the line? Anybody there? I think we heard a beep.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Hi.
Hi, this is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
I just wanted to call in and let you know that I'm really, really grateful for all the tools for self-empowerment that Ron has given us. And I just wanted to share, I'm doing what I can right now, what I can do without the lifetime clearings. But yesterday's experience I wanted to share with you, I had crashed 150 depression timelines.
Oh, wonderful.
Because Ron had mentioned that on the show on Monday. And I thought, okay, I needed to do that. That was so powerful. As I got through, it was a day, almost a day process. You just have to drop into your heart and just not worry about the time. If you have, I do have the time right now, and I worked on it all day, and I got into the hundreds of it, and I started feeling a huge difference. It was just amazing. I was even like feeling my face to feel if it was still there or not. I mean, I was feeling lighter. I was feeling just so empowered. It was just wonderful. But there was something that came up in those last 20 timelines, and I was just wondering if it was a courting that happened with somebody that, 15 or maybe 14 or 15 years ago, I used to do home care for. They were disabled adults. I don't know what the terminology is used for them now, but this one woman that I used to care for as a personal care assistant, I almost felt like I was courted to her. I almost felt like she was in my body being released. I felt like I was her at one point in time. It was just a very strange occurrence, and I don't know if that's normal when you get past those timelines, out into the hundreds. I don't know. It was weird. I needed to share it with you.
Yeah, that sounds very good. Yeah, very good. It sounds like the entity that was with you. How do I describe this here? So she probably came into you since she knew you. And like you sort of said, maybe you kind of acted like her or responded to her, responded like her. Okay, so she probably hopped into your body. And maybe she had depression, and that depression may have locked into something inside of you that was depression. Okay? And from there, the clones see that as depression. So yeah, you probably actually had two clearings by just doing one of those. Because all of a sudden, what I see is that the energy of depression had to leave you along with her through these energetic cordings of the entities. You may have not only had her released, you probably had many others that were her buddies and friends that came into you and was riding the wave on your DNA, we'll say. And from there, the clones came in, and by doing the timeline crashing on that, you're getting the clones that resonated to your DNA, which resonated to her because she now was with you in your DNA, causing this problem. So that's how I perceive that. You actually got, in a sense, more bang for your buck. Okay. Very good. Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, well, I wrote this question in for the Q&A tonight, but maybe I'll just continue with it because it is a timeline question.
Sure.
And now, if I did 150 depressions and somebody of the same thing, and then somebody else does 150 of the same thing, the same emotional issue, and then somebody else does the same emotional issue and does 150 of them, are they the same timeline, Ron, or should somebody do 150 and then another person like start at 151 and continue and do up to 300?
Okay. Yeah, different aliens will attach to you or people with the same issue. Maybe a whole different timeline. Remember, the people on the timeline that you're living on are getting released from it. But we'll say your neighbor has depression and you have depression. You both could be on, you could be both being used in the abduction process and having clones brought into you from different alien races. So they may not ever cross, but they could be very similar with the crossing of one timeline to the next. But, yeah, whoever does it will help the people on their timeline only, typically. If everybody listening did a depression timeline crash for 150 times, it could be possible that they would be on your timeline and then maybe not even on it at all. But regardless, as the timelines are being crashed more and more, they were on the same timeline. Then you'd actually have, hypothetically, 300 timeline crashes on the same timeline.
Okay.
the Depression. Remember the racist control timelines. Well, it gets to be a little more complicated. But that is a really good thing to bring up. Now, if somebody is on the same timeline as you, you may see their life also change instantly. There could be millions of people on that timeline, and you could be associated with them. What's nice to hear you talk about is that you decided to choose life rather than time. You wanted to make your life better. That's very, very good.
Well, and I thank you, Ron, for giving this all to us.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I will. I'll let you get back to the show. I just needed to share that.
Okay. Thank you for calling
in. Thanks, Janice. Okay. I'm just refreshing the fast chat here. Roland was asking, Ron, how do you sign up for the 8-hour calls?
Just go to the website, and on the very top, there's a link there which you can click on. And then from there, you can use PayPal to get on it. The price, I believe, is $200 for 28 hours of healing. Then if you happen to have a spouse, someone living with you, then that person would be half price, and your children and your plants and flowers, anybody living at home, we'll say 18 and under, as long as they don't have a job, then you could put them on for free. That's the way that works. On the clone calls on Monday, I don't accept anybody who's not consciously aware they're going to have a clone in them, so you cannot bring anybody on absentee, but you can do absentee people on the 8-hour calls and the 4-hour call. That's no problem, but I need people to become conscious of their life, that they do have clones in them, to actually enter into the clone healing. So I can't do anybody absentee. Maybe a young child, that's different. But typically if you want to maybe work on, say, your mother who's maybe 80 years of age, you want to help them out with clones or something, or your boyfriend who doesn't have a clue anyway what's going on, no. They need to pay for the call themselves, which is only $20, and be willing to pay for it to be put on absentee in case you're at work or something. You have to be able to enter into the healing knowing that they're going to have a clone healing. Do anything with the clones, absentee, and probably never will. This is a choice now that people need to make if they want to become real or not. And I'm not going to interfere with anybody's free will, free choice, if they choose not to become real as a human. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So on the theme of the clone calls and also the timeline crashing that Janice was just talking about, Marcus has a question about these two, and he's saying the clone calls free us also, like timeline crashing. Please explain the difference or how they work together. So what's the difference between getting decloned and timeline crashing?
Okay, a timeline has clones that are lined up on that timeline. So what happens is when you do a timeline crash, you are getting rid of the different timelines that clones will come into you on. So let's just say that you have 100 alien races, and each one of these alien races made a timeline for you. And since we used the word depression before, we'll talk about that again. When you do a timeline crash, you're getting rid of one clone on a timeline that maybe a million people are attached to. So you're getting rid of that timeline with the clone that's with you. Not getting rid of multiple clones, just the one clone on the timeline. Now, if you do enough timeline crashes, then more than likely that issue of the emotions will not be able to be detected by the aliens to stuff more clones into you. So hopefully you understand that. The timeline crash is very good to get rid of people, maybe your friends and yourself, your soul family, maybe, people around you, Very possibly the aliens want to interact by pushing your buttons. So how do they do that? They created your soul family to do that. So more than likely you are also getting rid of people around you that are attached to that timeline. But I won't guarantee that whatsoever, but it kind of makes sense. So from there, you do a timeline crash, and what Janice was talking about doing 150 timeline crashes for depression, that meant that she got rid of 150 timelines that each maybe different alien race was attaching to her, bringing in a clone that caused depression. So she got rid of the issue of timelines. Remember, they have to attach to you some way. They attach to you because you're happy? Yes. They attach to you because you're sad? Yes. It's all emotion. So just think of all the emotions you have. That's how they capture you. So when you get rid of that emotion on a timeline crash, all of a sudden they're unable to basically connect to you. I won't say 100% getting rid of it completely, but during that timeline crash, you do enough of those, you will have relief. So from there, the other clearing is when we do the clone clearing. Now, the clone clearing is related to one particular issue, much like the one that you do on the timeline crash, but we're taking out the clones on a timeline. So if we were to do a clone clearing on the word depression, then we would do one timeline and get rid of all the clones on that particular timeline. So they're both very, very similar, but completely different. One deals with a timeline that you're on by one alien race. That's your clone, deprogramming. And the other one is when you work with the timelines where many alien races are, not just one, but many of them attaching to you on that emotional issue. So one kind of goes vertical and the other one goes horizontal. That's kind of one way to look at it. So the vertical one would be the clone clearing, and the horizontal one going across is all the different alien races attaching to you. That's kind of a one way to look at it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. On the topic of becoming more self-empowered, Kathy is mentioning that the magnetic and twisted body clearing seem to assist previous clearings. And maybe, Ron, you can talk a little bit about how sometimes we do one or two or three clearings and maybe we don't see a huge difference, and then we do another one that's somehow related and it's like the whole deck of cards of the problem comes tumbling down when we finally got to that one thing. So perhaps you can talk a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, what the aliens do to you is they take your energetic body templates, and there's 108 of them, and they can move them around, twist them, put them upside down, backwards. That's what we call it, the magnetic twisted body clearing. So what it does, it puts you back into spiritual integrity with each body, but your spirit that's with you is able to connect with that energetic body to give it healing. If that body was missing, we'll say, or turned sideways, okay, then may not have a healing the way you want it to. And it just takes one body to be out of whack to make you feel out of whack. So that clearing was put on to help people get back into spiritual integrity with their invisible energetic bodies. And that's what is created for you by the source energy. And you need to get those bodies in alignment. So it's much like looking at telephone poles or, a picket fence or something. And when you look down at it, you should only be able to see the first pole, nothing else after that. What they do is they take all these poles or fence poles and they move them all around and can put them upside down and backwards and all different things, crooked. And when that happens, then all of a sudden the actual energy from your spirit is not going to recognize that body. So if you have done clearings and I don't recommend doing that one right off the bat, because you want to go back and do it after maybe a few clearings. If you don't have the clearings done, just moving those bodies back into sync is not going to give you the results that you're looking for. I would not recommend doing that body But you probably have had about a half a dozen clearings on your whole lifetime ones or the issue clearings that we have. That's what I would recommend. Do it after those and then see what happens. That will take all those clearings, and they're already there. The energy is already there, waiting to come into you. And when you do that clearing, automatically things get done instantly, and you're going to probably feel a big change. But just doing it by itself, I would not recommend it. And that's also true of the all parallel lifetime clearing. You want to get some other clearings done before you do the all parallel lifetime ones. That one will interface with the clearings too, just much like the magnetic twisted body one. So those two clearings that we have, the all parallel life and the magnetic twisted bodies, are designed to work with your previous clearings to make them more efficient and to work better for you, or to actually complete maybe the healing that maybe was not completed because your energetic templates or past lives were involved and you wanted to clean them out. Get them back into integrity. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so that's interesting. So what you're basically saying is if we had had no clearings and we went and did the magnetic and twisted body clearing, we'd just be lining up all our gunk, whereas if we have the clearings first, we'll be lining up cleaned out invisible bodies. So that's why to do it later.
In one sense, that'd be correct, yeah, because you're not going to get any healing done.
Yeah.
You'll have everything with you. The clearings take away the negativity. Oh, yeah, there's no reason to waste your money by doing either one of those two clearings until you have something underneath your belt as far as some clearing so that it can help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so Pete from Australia has a question, and he's saying, when I do handyman work, I measure things twice, and the measurement is always different. So his question is this evidence of cloning of timber, I guess he's measuring wood, and cloning of himself?
Oh, boy, that's good. Oh, man, what a problem that could be. Yeah, I remember the old saying is measure twice, cut once or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess it's even worse. Well, you know, if you measured once and you cut it and cut it too short, then where are you, you know?
Yeah.
Very possibly they could be taking the wood that you're using and having that on another timeline. And, you know, maybe they're not bringing in the proper length of wood. Or the wood is there and they just take it away from you. And then they have some alien up there. You put your mark, maybe we'll say at... let's see here. Let's just say you put your mark at 92 and a quarter, okay? And you're going to cut that that stud, and then they took it away from you. Remember, they stopped time, and an alien got up there and kind of eyeballed it here, and maybe made it a little bit off by an eighth of an inch or something. Drew the line on it. They weren't too meticulous. They just figured line's a line. And then you start to get your saw out to cut it, and I think I'll measure this again, and you look at it, and he goes, wow, lost an eighth of an inch. Now, I would say more than likely they're playing with you. So you'd probably want to do some timeline crashing on that, maybe before you even, maybe on the wood pile or something. Just connect the aliens from the wood pile or whatever you're doing, but that is very interesting. I'm sure everybody out there has... on that themselves. Maybe you're doing something with sewing material or something, you know, and you get it all lined up and you're using the sewing machine and you figure where you want to put it. And you get done, you go, man, I'm an inch off, you know, to get all your work done. Wonder what happened. Then what do? You know, nobody else is around to blame, so you blame yourself. The aliens are laughing at you. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So, still on the clone situation here, Ed is asking whether the underground military have our same clone problems. Are they all cloned too? Are they experiencing this?
No, they cannot have clones in their bodies.
Okay, that's pretty wonderful.
One from the timeline, and that's what they're using.
Okay.
They're pretty much in integrity.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay, and Holly is making the comment that if everyone on Earth did timeline crashing, it would change reality.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. And
yeah.
Also, if everybody in this planet never went outside of themselves and stopped going to churches, just think if everybody stopped going to churches, what would happen? That would be a big thing, too. But the main thing is if they do the heart-to-mind drop, you know, continuously. There
mind
are some religions
heart.
Who do a lot of praying. People get up and do their, you know, whatever they're doing for hours at a time. Just think if they did the mind-to-heart drop and everybody caught on to that.
Yeah.
So different religions, they do stop their whole life and do their prayers, you know, so many times a day. You know, connecting to the aliens, giving them more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Michael, I'm going to read this as though it's a question. I guess kind of is wondering if timeline crashing removes the presence of clones in other people.
It is possible, yes. Uh-huh.
Because I guess
if you're on that timeline, yes, that
yeah.
you're on. You know, it could do that because the timeline crashing does get rid of the people come off the timeline. So how many are on that timeline besides you?
Mm-hmm.
You're interacting with them. So, you know, maybe your whole work team that you're working with, you know, is on the same timeline as you. If you do that timeline crash for a given problem that maybe you're all experiencing, then maybe you would be a more together working with each other, you know. You'd be able to have more synchronicities happen as you got rid of the major problem between all the workers. If you were to timeline crash that problem, they could be on that timeline with you. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, so this is one of the reasons, I don't know if this is the only clearing or one of a very small number that we can do that actually helps much greater numbers than just ourselves, which is, you know, a really nice thing about the timeline crashing. You're helping tons of other people the more you do it, you know, whether they're aware of Ron and his information or not. It's the only one I can think of right now that where you can help lots of other people. So that is one nice thing about this clearing. So Cami is saying, so clones come into us from timelines. I get it, she says. So without timelines, I guess, Ron, then, where they're all sort of stored and lined up, if there were no timelines, there would be no place to house the clones that come through us. Is that correct? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that is correct. And then you'd be in the now. The timelines are what you're living on. Remember, I'm watching my computer now, and it's 39 after, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we live in time. And you have to wake up at a certain time, go to bed at a certain time. Your whole life revolves around time, and that is controlled by timelines. Our reality here is time. Now, if you don't have time, then you can't have timelines, then you're in the moment. They don't want you to be in the moment. They control your reality in time. Very, very simple. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Rick is making a comment, and maybe you can add to this, Ron. He's just saying the cloned car needs a road to travel on. So
that is correct, uh-huh.
So that makes the road cloned also?
It ought to be cloned also. Everything is cloned. Everything is a fabrication of something that was real. Something that was real, which is true light, when you get on the clone call, you realize that you change. And you see things differently out of your eyes. And you look differently. And, you know, if you brought your pets and animals up and the goldfish, you know, you're going to see them different too. That's because you're actually viewing out of your eyes real Earth that was here. And so where is it? It's off on other timelines. They stolen the Earth energy that you're supposed to be living on, and everything here is fabricated. Like what I say, you know, quite often is your neighbor actually living the house next door to you or wherever you are for the apartment? Does that really exist? Or maybe two away from you? Maybe the person next door is hammering a nail into the wall or something, you know, and you're hearing footsteps or something or noise. But what about the next one down? Does that really exist? Probably not. It only exists when it comes into your senses. Because why would the aliens give you all this, make work for them to have extra footage of everything? It'll only exist when you are viewing it. Since we use our eyes to see with here, our basic reality here, besides touch and smell, is basically how we see things. So what you don't see probably does not exist. What you do see is real to you on a timeline. That's the illusion. They're creating an illusion for you. And this is why when you have the clones taken out of you and you finally become real, you can look at the illusion and you know that it's not real because it doesn't look real to you. Where your animals and pets and maybe some plants that you have brought up on that call do look real. And then as you become real, for whatever amount of time you're able to hold that energy, everything around you looks superficial, looks like the illusion. People look plastic, look like mannequins. And that's the difference. They don't have any energy. So the more you do the clone calls, the more you're able to feel better because the clones can bring you physical problems and addictions and everything else that you're living with. Because that's how they get your energy. They steal your energy that way. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Pete has another question. He's asking, do aliens attack multiple people at the same time with the same form of attack?
I would imagine they could. On the timelines, they do that because you're on a timeline all together. It could be a million people going through the same exact abduction, the same exact movie scene, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's very, very possible. What an easy way to do something. Line everybody up, put them on the same bus, and they're all taken to the same location to be experimented with. Yeah, very, very possible. That's a timeline that you're living on. You're their experiment on that timeline. They control you and everyone else on this planet. Including other aliens.
Right.
Remember, as above, so below. Who's controlling the aliens that are controlling you? Or maybe what's controlling them besides who? Everybody has robotic programs. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Michael is asking whether there are multiple timelines for a single issue. I think that's what you mean, Michael, and maybe several races concerned with a single issue.
Yeah, that is correct. So you have the major, that's what I'm trying to put up is to figure out how to do that on the clone clearing because it gets to be very complicated. Still working on that. But yeah, you have a major issue and, it could be like fear, that's an easy one to pick on. What are you in fear of? There's many different types of fear. You may not have a fear of maybe slamming your finger into the car door until that happens to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know that's a possibility, but that's not a major fear of yours, okay? But you do have fear of losing your keys. That's the abduction experience, okay? You may have fear of losing money. You may have fear of maybe not being at the right place at the right time. You might have even a fear of maybe buying the wrong product at the grocery store. That could be a reality. Maybe you went there to buy one product and you left with something else. And then you get home and you wonder, I did that again. Well, the aliens wanted to buy that one product. They switched aliens on you. They switched clones. The different alien races switched a clone on you. Instead of buying brand A, you bought brand B, and you go, man, I never want to buy brand B again. But yet you go in there and you buy brand B. Okay, so that's what happens. They just switch clones on you. So yes, you have the major issues of fear. That's the main heading. Now, how many chapters are you experiencing fear on? Each one of those chapters could be different. Now, like I said, you may not have had any problem with slamming your finger in the car door. Now all of a sudden you did it two times, maybe within a week, and now that's a fear of yours, okay? It didn't happen before for your whole life. Now you're worried about that. Am I going to do it again? What made me do that? Oh, Why was I so stupid to do this? On the same finger, no less, okay? So just getting well, and you did it again. So what does that mean, you know? So that's the way you have to look at it, is how many timelines are there, how many fears you have, and everybody has a given amount of them. You could have a different alien race working with that particular cloned energy on that timeline. For each clone that comes into you, it could be controlled by a different alien race, and you can get a smart one or a stupid one, you know? You have to realize what you're doing there. Maybe you got one that didn't like the color of the box that you wanted to buy at the grocery store, so it liked red letters in place of blue letters. You went to buy your product, and all of a sudden, you didn't like the one color, and it picked the other one. And you don't want to buy that ever at all because it wasn't any good. So, and you wonder why you did that. Well, a clone came in and bought it, wanted to have that. It liked it better than what you wanted. Another clone wanted a different one. So once you start realizing what's kind of going on, realize that you have clones that change probably every 10 minutes according to what you're doing. If you're just doing nothing, then more than likely you're probably going to have one clone in you. But as you start moving and changing your emotions, then a different clone will come in. So like if you're watching a movie, and the movie is maybe about romance, another clone will come in to watch that because they're enjoying it. And then all of a sudden you see some violence. That clone may not want to have violence whatsoever. It jumps out, and a new one comes in who wants to experience violence. Then you have the alien races fighting over the timeline of which clone to bring into you. That's probably where you have that maybe half a second to a second delay in your thought process of what are you doing. You watch something, and you miss part of the text or part of that picture. You wonder what happened. Well, that's because you're probably indecisive of which one's coming in, and you had no conscious recall of what's going on. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Interesting question here from Tony. Are major religions on different timelines from each other?
Yes, I would say definitely, and different alien groups control each particular church.
Yeah.
And maybe during each part of it. Who knows? Maybe there's an alien race that just loves collecting that money, so it'll come in when they pass the plate around, you know? And maybe another one wants to come in there and listen to the the priest or minister or rabbi or whatever talking, some sort of fun with the mouth type saying, getting out there and getting all upset and ranting and raving and you're going to go to hell and this and that. And, that's another maybe one that wants to come in too. So when they see that from the minister, naturally, or whoever's doing that, that could be another clone coming in, and maybe that clone is an energy sucker. Maybe it's out there watching the people in that congregation waiting for somebody to break down and cry and get upset, and it goes, now I'm going to cord that person and suck their energy out of them. I can't wait for that minister to do that again, okay? So remember, just think of life as not being as it's perceived here, but as you start getting the clues on it, you're going to realize that the only thing that's out there, what you really want to go to, is peace, which is source energy. And that's everything outside of yourself is the game. How much do you want to play? How much have you played? Are you tired of playing the game? You want to get peace. You know, everybody wants to have peace. Ask somebody who is an alcoholic. You say, why do you drink? Well, the bottom line is they want to get rid of their reality, what they're living in, or people will take drugs. Everybody, common denominator is peace. That's what they're trying to achieve. It's that some things can be very harmful for the body and also, doesn't conform to society. Everybody wants to have peace, but yet they're looking outside of themselves for it, especially the ones trying to bring in more light. So you know what that is. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Janice is saying, what clearing do you use to clear abductions? And there are a few different things to do, so maybe, Ron, you want to start with that. And those of you, perhaps, who've done clearings that have helped you, that you've noticed have helped you, you could type those in, or maybe somebody could call in. We're on the phone numbers under Station 1 tonight, and talk about how you, perhaps, have been able to reduce or get rid of the amount of abduction you're experiencing. Ron, why don't you talk about it first of all?
Let's take that one up on the Q&A coming up.
Oh, okay. Good. Good idea.
Clearing.
Okay.
Basically, you have the body abduction clearing, which is the body barcode. That can help you. And then the other one is the alien attack page. And so the alien attack page is has a lot of stuff on it, a lot of options. So that one is for people who are dedicated to working on themselves. It's not an easy thing to go through. A lot of stuff on there. Remember, the clone's in you, don't want to get rid of that. So if you look at the page and you think it's too overwhelming, it's because that clone in you doesn't want to get extricated out of your body and or have anything done to you, because they want to keep your body temple sacred for the aliens rather than for yourself. That's what I'd recommend is do that. You know, get on the alien attack page. And like I said, at first it may be overwhelming to most people. It kind of was for me when I started making the page and I had to go from one option to another because I needed to cover more stuff. Everybody has stuff, and that's why it's so long. But those two clearings are good. Is it going to help you 100%? Can't guarantee that whatsoever. Will it stop abductions? Can't guarantee that, but it will help you. Help many, many people. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, let's see, I have 53. I'm just going to give the email address out again for anybody that, oh, Michael's written it down, thank you. Yes, clsquestions@yahoo.com. Yes, that we are doing that tonight. That'll be after the show here. So if you have questions and you'd like us to read them out, just type them in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you could put somewhere on there that you are listening on Wednesday night so that I know that you are listening, and I'll read those out first, the Wednesday ones. And try to keep your questions, you know, to as short a sentence as possible, because I kind of scan through and trying to find the ones that are easier to read for Ron. So that would be great if you could do that. Okay, let's have a look. What do we have else here? What else do we have? Bum, 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 bum. Looking for questions. Looks like Pete has on his clock, Ron, on the computer. He's a few minutes ahead of us all the time, which is interesting. I don't know if Australia is on a different timeline or we're all on the same timeline and his computer's just set differently, but maybe not. I don't know. Okay, I'm scanning away for questions here. And I'm not seeing any new ones. Let me just quickly refresh the fast chat. Sorry, everybody. It'll just take a sec. Okay. No, I'm not seeing any. Let me see. clsquestions@yahoo.com. It looks like everybody's just kind of chatting and making comments. Mika is saying, feeling lots of peace energy when doing tons of crashes, so that's great. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not finding any questions.
Well, we could probably just end the program then.
Okay.
Oh, let's.
Oh, we should give out the phone number for the Q&A, Ron. I'm sorry. That's probably what you're trying to tell me to do here.
Yeah, so it's 212-990-8000. And you can also go on the fast chat if you wish. And we can check that also.
Is the PIN?
The PIN number is 8008.
And then the pound sign. So if somebody could type that in, that would be great because I can't seem to type in again. So it's 212-990-8000 and then 8008, so 8008 and the pound sign. So we'll be on there, I guess, in about 5 minutes. And again, a reminder that Ron's intensives are starting up 4 hours on Saturday and then 8 hours on Sunday for the coming 3 Sundays. And that's when we're on the light ship actually for the whole month. So, Ron, you mentioned that it's $200 for 28 hours of clearing, but really it's a great deal more than 28 hours because you're on the you're on the light shift for the whole rest of the month when you take part in these 8-hour calls. So, and then also, Ron will be doing the clone call on Monday. So this is the only time right now that we, the only opportunity that we have until the clone clearing is up to get decloned. So that's 1 hour from 5:30 Pacific and 8:30 Eastern for 1 hour after the BBS show on Mondays, where Ron takes out clones from us on different timelines. Takes out and terminates, I should add. Okay, so P, I see you're saying I've asked three questions and you were ignored. I didn't see any questions. I'm sorry. So if you want to send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com, I will read them out. I'm looking back. I'm not seeing anything. So sorry, I missed those. Maybe they didn't. Oh, I do see. Okay, I see them way back here. Okay, do you do any healings on these calls? No phone to get on calls. I'm not sure what calls we were talking about at that point. I'm sorry. Do you do any healings on these calls? What do you think that was about, Ron? That's about three pages.
It was on the Q&A. Normally not. Just that's question and answer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but if it would be on the other calls, yes. Uh-huh. Do the Monday, Wednesday, Friday call. Do the clone one on Mondays. And then, naturally, on the 8-hour calls, that's all healing.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay.
If we could sign off, Carrie. So
okay.
I'll be on probably a, you know, 3-4 minutes here, everybody. We'll call in, and we'll see you on the call. Well, blessings,
okay.
Everybody.